was just great King Dasarath was born a princely boy who would put an end to wickedness and give his people joy. His scale with bow and arrow brought him everlasting fame, and all the world now knows was his name. Oh, Jai Ram, Shri Ram, you have come to give us what we don't deserve, a chance to love, a chance to serve you. Jai Ram, Shri Ram, with you upon the throne, we have no foes, we have no woes, you've come to take us home.
Once, when Lord Ramachandra was only 16 years old, the famous yogi Viswamitra approached King Dasarath and asked that the boy be allowed to travel on a military campaign against two Rakshasas who were attacking the hermitages of saintly persons.
My dear King Dasarath, I have come to ask for help from you. The sages who sit in meditation on the Supreme Personality of Godhead have been very much disturbed and have had their sacrifices interrupted by Rakshasas. Taraka, especially, is expert in witchery, and without your help, we cannot stop their activities. I have come to ask for your son Ram to come and rid us of these enemies. Though he is young and yet untrained in the use of bow and arrow, no one is equal to him. Please let him come.
My dear sir, I understand the seriousness of this problem, but I am very hesitant to send my son on such a dangerous mission. But of course, it is my duty to protect the citizens, and especially the Brahmins. And Ramachandra is the only one who could defeat these Rakshasas. So, all right, Ram may go.
Thank you, Father.
So the sage Viswamitra, along with Rama and Lakshman, went to the place of hermitage to find the troublesome witch, Taraka. Soon, Rama put an end to her offensive actions.
As Taraka, the demon witch, was flying in the sky, she terrorized and terrified all those who lived nearby. To please the sages, Rama went to fight this dreadful foe, and the demoness was killed with just one arrow.
Viswamitra, being pleased with young Rama and Lakshman, narrated many things to them about the appearance of the Lord as the dwarf Vamana, about the origin of the sacred river Ganges, and about a worshipable bow kept by King Janaka, the father of Sita.
This King Janaka once curbed the anger of Lord Shiva, the destroyer, and was presented with a most formidable bow. This bow is so mighty that no one can even bend it to string it. King Janaka offered flowers and prayers before the bow, acknowledging that the personality who can string it must be of extraordinary power. So he has offered the hand of his daughter Sita as to the man who will come and bend the bow.
Then Viswamitra took Rama and Lakshman to see the bow given to King Janaka by Lord Shiva. Sita, of course, had many suitors, and all failed to win her. Of all chaste and beautiful women, she was the topmost jewel, and was very dear to King Janaka. A large assembly of people were gathered to see the weapon, As Ramachandra took it up in his hand and asked Janaka,
"What would you have me do with it? Shall I string it now?"
"Yes."
To win the hand of Sita, many noble kings had come, but failing this tremendous task, their plans were all undone. Young Rama, all powerful, with his greenish hue aglow, like an elephant breaking sugar cane, cracked Lord Shiva's bow.
After this great show of strength, King Janaka agreed with great pleasure that his daughter should be married to the mighty Ramachandra. Therefore, the goddess of fortune, Sita, was united with the supreme lord, Ramachandra.
Raghupati Raghava Raja Ram, Patita Pavana Sita Ram, Sita Ram, Sita Ram, Sita Ram, Jaya Sita Ram, Sita Ram, Sita Ram, Sita Ram.
Growing old, King Dasarath decided to give the kingdom to his eldest son, Rama. On the release of this news, the kingdom of Ayodhya turned to a joyous preparation for the coronation of the beloved prince. The streets were crowded with men. People were going in mobs, and there were constant shouts of joy, like the roar of the sea. All the highways were swept and watered, garlands hung on every gate, and flags streamed from every house. The whole city was anxiously awaiting the morning of the coronation. However, during all this excitement, a servant girl named Mantara came to Queen Kaikeyi, one of King Dasarath's wives.
"My dear queen, why are you so happy?"
"Tomorrow is Ram's coronation. Haven't you heard? Everyone is preparing for the celebration."
"But why you, my lady? Don't you see? This is news of your calamity. Dasarath has sent your son Bharat away on a visit to his uncle in order to install Ramchandra. And after installation, Ramchandra will surely see that Bharat is killed."
"Oh no! I have never thought in this way. Could it be? How can I prevent this from happening?"
"The only way is to have your son Bharat become king. Don't you remember? King Dasarath is bound to you with a promise. You saved his life at one time, and he granted you anything you desired. You have never asked for anything as yet. So now ask him this, that Ramchandra be sent to the forest for 14 years, and that Bharat be made king."
"Oh yes, that is what I will do."
Queen Kaikeyi was now convinced that Ramachandra must be eliminated. So, preparing to hold Dasarath to his oath, she lay down in her room in the palace and waited.
"My dear queen, why are you lying here so morose when all of Ayodhya is celebrating? Are you not feeling well?"
"My dear king, do you remember the time when I saved your life after you had been badly wounded on the battlefield?"
"Of course I do."
"At that time, you granted me two boons, But I said that I would ask for them another time.
Yes. Yes, I remember. So now, what is it you want? I am willing to give you anything you desire. Tell me your wish.
All right. First, I want Rama banished to the forest for 14 years, and then Bharat to be installed as king. Now, keep your promise.
Dasarath was so struck by her request that he fell unconscious, not being able to bear the thought. He soon regained his senses, but remembering what she had said, again fainted away.
Oh, oh, how sad, how painful. I suffer from your words, being oath-bound to you. I suffer now as a man does for misdeeds committed in a previous birth. What is to become of me? The kingdom of Ayodhya is ruined.
Tell Ram that his father wants to speak to him.
What is it, dear father? What is it you want? I'm at your service.
Oh.
Your father is having difficulty in speaking due to the unpleasant news he has to tell you. So I will tell you for him. Being bound by a promise granted to me, your father wants you to go to the forest for 14 years, and my son Bharat will be king.
Very well. I shall go from here and proceed to the Danaka forest for 14 years with an unwavering mind.
The fateful news spread. The women in Rama's palace began to cry bitterly. The queens and other royal ladies wailed, for he who used to serve them and who never grew angry with them, but had sweet words for all, that Rama was going to the forest.
Accompanied by Sita, his chaste and faithful wife, Lord Rama left Ayodhya to live the forest life. Amidst the shady trees they dwelt, no jewels or crowns were thrown. For 14 years they wandered, and the land became their home. Ram went to the forest, he took only his bow. Sita followed closely wherever he did go. Lakshman called, "Let me come too, oh Ram, I cannot live without you. If you're with me, I live and smile at a 14-year exile."
Ramachandra and Lakshman, along with Mother Sita, then entered the forest, prepared to live there for 14 years. They ate only the food they could find here and there in the forest, and made an altar on which to offer it. One day, as they were sitting together in the forest, a demoness named Surpanaka came there, attracted by Ram's form. She was the sister of the ten-headed demon Ravan, and was extremely ugly.
Oh my, look at that! Such a handsome young man, and out here in this forest. I think he's just the suitable match for me. My dear young man, your complexion is so fair, and your eyes look like lotus petals. Please come and be my consort.
Well, my dear lady, normally I would accept your offer, but I'm already married. This is my wife, Sita. But my brother Lakshman is available and is certainly as qualified as I am.
Oh, yes, I see he's also very nice. Come here, young man.
No, I'm sorry. I don't think you'd be satisfied with me. Ram is your only suitable match.
So again, I'm appealing to you. Come with me and leave this Sita behind. She's ugly and aged with a sunken belly. Today I will devour her, and having been rid of a rival, I shall roam with you at ease.
Do not joke with the likes of her. She is simply an ogre and is in no way qualified to blaspheme Sita.
All right, you ugly ogre. You think you are so beautiful? Take this.
After this incident, 14,000 ogres came to attack Lord Ramachandra. But he and Lakshman very easily defeated them. Only one ogre survived, and he returned to the evil ten-headed Ravana with the news of Rama's strength.
Oh, mighty Ravana, this warrior is like no other. He has devoured us with shafts like a five-mouthed serpent. Wherever he fled, we found Ramachandra stationed before us.
What? 14,000?
Well, Vishnu himself cannot be safe by doing injury to me.
Oh, no, master. I have experienced his valor. This Ramachandra can bring down the stars and the planets and raise the submerged earth by his arrows. He can destroy all creatures and create them anew. He is simply unslayable. Not only that, but I have seen his beautiful wife. Her name is Sita, and no one can equal her in beauty. She is in the bloom of youth and most graceful. Her beauty strikes one with deep wonder. If you could somehow enchant Rama into the forest and take her away, it would be the one way to vanquish him, for he surely cannot survive separation from his wife.
Ah, there is the idea. I will steal this Sita. Now, let me see. Maricha! Maricha, my friend, come here. I want you to assume the form of a deer, a golden deer. Then go to the forest and dance before Sita. When she wishes to have you for her own, Ram and Lakshman will follow you, leaving Sita for me to carry away.
Oh, but I surely will be killed by this Ramachandra. I do not very much like this idea.
Shut up! Either you will be killed by Ram or by me. So, take your choice.
13 Maricha, in the form of a golden deer, came dancing through the forest till Queen Sita saw him near. Please bring me that pretty creature, gentle Sita said. With bow in hand, Lord Rama left and followed where it
enchanting. I must have him.
Yes, Sita. I will catch him for you. But Lakshman, you stay here and guard Sita until I return.
Rama had told Lakshman, I want you to stay here. Please guard gentle Sita from any danger. But when he left, there came his voice. Lakshman, help! What was that choice? Sita.
bow. Rama needs you, that I know.
The demon Maricha had assumed the form of a deer to induce Lord Rama to chase him. But when he couldn't be caught, Rama knew that this was actually a demon. So he decided to kill the demon deer. He shot one deadly arrow, which entered Maricha's heart like a flaming snake. As the deer fell dead, he cried loudly, but in Ramachandra's voice,
"Alas, Sita! Alas, Lakshman!"
Waiting with Lakshman, Sita heard the cries and believed them to be Rama.
"Go, Lakshman, quickly! Rama is hurt!"
"No, Sita. Ram could not be in any danger. It is simply a trick of some demon. Besides, it is my duty to stay here. Ram has ordered it."
"No, you don't want to help Rama. You want to stay here with me. You were just waiting for him to leave so you could have me for yourself."
"What? How could you say such a thing? My whole life is for Ramachandra. I will go and see if there is any danger."
Seeing Lakshman and Rama both out of the way, the ugly demon Ravana came to take away Sita.
"I'm seeing innocent Sita now, alone and unaware, on a chariot pulled by asses and flying through the air. Came
and see my wonderful opulence. This is my kingdom of Lanka. Come and rule over it, and I will become your slave. You should know that Ramachandra is simply weak and an outcast."
"How can the consort of a swan be attracted by a crow? This body is useless to me. You may chain it or destroy it, but I am the devoted wife of Rama, and you will never be able to touch me."
"What? I'll give you 12 months to change your mind. Then I'll cut you into pieces and have my cook serve you to me for breakfast."
Meanwhile, Ramachandra and Lakshman returned, and finding Sita gone, they were plunged into unalloyed grief.
"No! No! My Sita is gone! How could you have left her? Taken away by a jackal! My sweet, fair Sita! My dear flowers and trees, have you seen my love? My dear sun planet, where has my darling gone? My dear wind, is she dead or alive? Or has she been stolen away? Have you seen her on the path?"
"Please, Ram, don't worry. We will find her. Come with me, and we'll search in the forest."
While searching in the forest, Rama came upon the fatally wounded Jatayu, the ancient king of the birds, who had made a valiant attempt to stop Ravana's flight.
"It was Ravana, the king of the Rakshas, who has taken Sita away. I did what I could, but to no avail. You will need help to find Ravana's kingdom, so you should make an alliance with Sri Griva, the king of the monkey race. Please forgive me for not being able to help you save your gentle Sita."
"Come, Lakshman, let us have proper funeral rites for this soul. He did not succeed in saving Sita, but simply by his endeavor he has gained perfection."
Ravachandra and Lakshman searched the forest far and wide, but in spite of all endeavors, no Sita did they find. Then came one servant, Hanuman, the valiant monkey king, who vowed to search the land and air till Sita he did bring.
Soon the brothers were met by the chief counselor to the monkey king, Hanuman, who arranged a meeting with Sugriva.
I'm sure he will be most willing to help you find your chaste wife.
After their meeting, Sugriva agreed to help Rama along with his monkey soldiers, and Rama agreed to help Sugriva win his kingdom back.
I will find your queen. If she is not in Lanka, then I will bring the entire city through the air.
As the son of the mighty wind god, Hanuman will fly with ease. And taking one huge jump, the monkey leapt across the sea. He vowed that if in Lanka Queen Sita was not there, he would have Sita sitting bent with grief and full of fear. In the dense and lonely forest, Hanuman quietly drew near. He gave to her a ring which he had brought from her dear lord, and seeing it, she knew that she could trust the monkey.
This is Rama's ring. Where is he? Has he come to save me from this horrible Rakshasa? Please tell me where he is.
My name is Hanuman. Your lord Ramachandra is coming now to release you from this imprisonment. Now that I have found you, he will be entering the city of Lanka like a lion and once again be united with you.
Tell him I cannot live like this for more than a month. Then I will give up my life.
The foolish demon soldiers, not knowing Hanuman's might, bound the monkey king and set his tail alight. But Hanuman escaped easily, and with his tail on fire, he turned the city of Lanka into a flaming fire.
Hey, who is there talking to Sita? Let's get him!
Get him!
The demons jumped upon Hanuman and bound him with ropes.
Let's light this party and watch him burn!
You foolish demons! You do not know who I am!
Oh! Oh no! He's setting the whole city on fire! Quick! Let's tell Ramana!
Hanuman escaped safely and flew back across the ocean to tell Lord Rama of his find. Then, along with the other monkey soldiers, started to build a bridge across the ocean by throwing big boulders into the water. By Lord Rama's mystic power, the rocks floated. This is not very miraculous. The Supreme Lord floats countless planets in space as though they were no more than little cotton swabs. Certainly, he can float one bridge of stones upon an ocean.
The monkey soldiers labored hard to build a bridge of stones. Their aim to cross the ocean.
was a pleasure, and even the little squirrel came to help in their endeavor.
Who are you? Better get out of the way. What good can you do? I am throwing great mountains into the ocean, and you can only throw a small pebble. Better leave this work for us monkey soldiers.
No, Hanuman. This squirrel has the same desire as you, and though he cannot lift as much as you, he is doing his utmost for me. I accept his service as much as yours.
Then Rama and Lakshman, accompanied by the monkey soldiers, marched across the ocean and soon reached Ravana's kingdom of Lanka. There was then a great fight between the monkey soldiers and the Rakshasas. In hand-to-hand combat, great heroes from both sides fought to the death. Day after day, with thousands of fatalities among the troops, finally, one by one, the great Rakshasa's chieftains fell before the unlimited powers of heroes like Hanuman, Lakshman, Sugriva, and Ramachandra. At the last, Ramachandra slew Ravana with a Brahmastra leap released from his bow.
His eyes ablaze with anger, his angry arrows flew. But Lord Rama's mystic arrow split the demon's
Immediately after the victory, with Lanka under the control of Rama's party, Sita was brought before him for a joyful reunion. Before the thousands of people gathered, however, Ramachandra said,
"My dear Sita, I'm sorry, but I cannot take you back because you have lived in Ravana's house and have been touched by him."
"How can you think this of me? I belong to no one but you. Lakshman, build a funeral pyre. If I have sinned, I will be devoured by the fire. But if I have not, then the fire god will protect me."
Rama then found Sita, all lean and very thin. He said, "I cannot take you back unless you prove that you've not sinned." Sita then entered the fire, saying, "Now you will be sure." Agni himself brought her out, showing indeed that she would kill.
"Oh, Sita, now come with me. We shall now return to Ayodhya."
Joy!
Joy!
Chance to love.
Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama.